AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the nuclear deal with Iran doesn't work well for Israel. It does work well for Iran.
They're getting everything they want. They're getting a pathway down the line within a decade or so to the capacity to be a threshold state with practically zero breakout time to many nuclear bombs.
Israel has started lobbying members of Congress to vote no. Netanyahu was on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State John Kerry says a no vote would make the situation in Iran even worse.
They will begin to enrich again, and the greater likelihood is what the president said the other day, you'll have a war.
Indiana Governor Mike Pence is beefing up security to make sure what happened Thursday in Chattanooga, Tennessee, doesn't happen in Indiana.
Yesterday, I signed an executive order directing the Adjutant General to enhance security measures at all Indiana National Guard facilities, including recruiting storefronts across the state.
Similar measures were taken in Texas, Florida, and Louisiana. Four Marines and a sailor were killed in Chattanooga. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says John McCain has let down the nation's veterans. A day after saying McCain was a war hero because he was captured, Trump says he is disappointed with the 2008 GOP presidential nominee.
I backed John McCain, raised, I think, $1 million for John McCain when he let us down. He ran for president and lost to Obama, let us down. I wasn't thrilled with that.
Trump was on ABC's This Week. Fellow candidate Jeb Bush says of Trump, enough with the slanderous attacks. Last week it was the Minions. This weekend it's another little character, Ant-Man. That's the number one movie at the box office.
Now dive through the keyhole, Scott. You charge big, you dive small, then you emerge big.
Ow. Ant-Man with Paul Rudd sold more tickets than Amy Schumer's romantic comedy, Trainwreck. This is AP Radio News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he wants to expand his country's role in fighting the Islamic State group. Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Cameron's told NBC's Meet the Press program that Britain needs to take a greater role in destroying the Islamic State group in Syria. The remarks, which follow a commitment to meet NATO targets on military spending, make plain that Britain now sees the group as an explicit threat to national security.
Shelling in Yemen has killed at least 45 people.
Area residents say the shelling has been hitting their neighborhood since early dawn, keeping many of them hiding at home while hundreds of others flee the area.
That's the AP's Merritt Kennedy. She reports eyewitnesses say the attackers north of Aden are clearly targeting civilians. Rebels are pushing back against an offensive by their Saudi-backed rivals that uprooted them from areas they control in parts of Yemen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.